Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Nicola Comotti here at Venice Film Festival 71, and today I'm in company with Amos Kitayo. Welcome, Amos.
Yeah, hi.
So you're here with an ensemble of directors talking about religion or God. We have already seen a vast range of takes on it. I don't know if you see the film already, but it's a very, very interesting point, because it goes in each single director, they get a sort of very, very fundamental approach to it, which is coming back to almost the roots, you know, understanding religion from the roots. Yours is one of the ones that actually really struck me the most, because from a profane perspective, from someone that is not used to knowing in Judaism, you get to more link it to the political endeavors that have been happening, and how you approached this project. What was the kind of the trigger that started the whole thing, and then you started your research, and how you decided to create this sort of curation of the ancient scripts with contemporary issues?
No, the when Guglielmo called me and he proposed to me to join this project, I told him that I'm not religious, you know, and but I would. Eventually, I decided to make a homage to the guy after whom I'm called, Amos. Amos was a prophet in the Old Testament. It's a rather short text of the Bible. The beauty of it, I mean, is that it's a critical text, so it's not a public relation text, you know, and I think that many of the Old Testament texts are really about the critique of the abuse of power, about social injustice. And probably my grandfather, who was a socialist, who gave me this name, wanted to stamp on me these ideas, you know. So I said to Guglielmo, it's a good occasion to rend homage, to make homage to this original Amos, who was probably a shepherd in the mountains of Hebron some 3,000 years ago. The strange thing is, when you see the text, the film and the text today, it's like he wrote it yesterday. It's like a commentary about the condition of the Middle East, the violence, the social injustice. So I think it's great.
You pretty much established now yourself as one of the contemporary masters of the long take. And we have here this sort of swirling moment of constant, how can I say, invectives, you know, through Amos's book, and different characters coming in whilst we see clashes between normal citizens and soldiers. And so obviously the constant recall of what's been happening also today. When did you start actually making the film? When did you conceive the film? Because sadly, whenever there's a critique about like Israel, it always seems just far too contemporary and far too recent.
No, I started, the film was done 2 years ago, but as you say, it looks like it did yesterday or even this morning, you know. Yeah.
One thing that I noticed was actually that through the sort of mayhem that happens during your short, you get confused by the invective that the different kind of monologues portray. Was it a deliberate kind of approach to therefore constantly confuse the audience into this, you know, never-ending swirling of violence?
Yeah, because obviously, like you said, the Middle East, even the contemporary Middle East conflict is not so simple. It's full of contradictions. And when we just take one side, we are actually wrong. So it's not a division between some angelic people and some terrible bastards. In a way, everybody is both angelic and bastard. And I wanted to install this idea that if there will be ever peace, it's because they will understand that they are both implicated in it, they are both manipulative, they are both using unproportional sense of violence, and only with this understanding will reach peace. If they will actually think that they are completely pure and the other one is completely wrong, I'm talking in general about the entire Middle East, there will never be peace. So we have to introduce this contradictory notion. Unfortunately, The evening news, whatever it is, Israeli, Palestinian, Italian, American, they work the other way around. Each evening they want to show us a very pure, one-sided to this side or to another point of view. And so I think that the role of cinema is to try to install the real moment of trying to understand some parameters. In a way, that's the main reason that this is a sequence shot, because then you have a complete uncut continuity of time with all the contradictions inside.
Thank you very much, Amos. Thank you for being with us.
Fred Film Radio.
24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.